So I would like to start because it's a rather lengthy one from the practice. 2 days ago, after first becoming like aware of the six sense doors at the same time, and I've became aversive, mildly aversive towards anything connected with meditation.
What question is?
That's more like a report, and there would be question after that, but
Okay.
it's like, and so I've decided to sit anyway and stay with it, and after a time, instead of just looking at this aversiveness
Aversiveness.
aversiveness, yes, dosa. With just this is not me, not mine.
Nature. Not me,
It's
not my leader.
it's nature.
Nature.
Yeah, I started to think a concept of new mind that you spoke about appeared in my mind, and something shifted in a way that this aversiveness. Became more like couldn't grow because
Yes.
in each moment it was like reset and reset and reset, and to that there was this another sensation of like perception moving out. So like I was watching from almost one point. I was watching all six sense doors. And at this they became separate. Like usually they're mixed. It would be like if it was water with six colors, they became distinct colors. And each one was, and this aversiveness and craving were just a part of one color. And thus I was able to observe everything with great clarity and like with serenity. And it lasted for about
Whatever. Yeah, you're just watching the process.
some time. And
What they're showing, you just watching as much as you can.
yes,
Yeah, right.
yes, yes. And it was accompanied by this cold feeling within the head, like almost frosty one, but a pleasant one. And the funny thing about that was this kind of consciousness was very similar to everyday consciousness. In a way that I could do almost everything with ease, and I would not get lost in that. I could like accomplish. I felt like I could accomplish some complex task without like getting stuck or something else. Like I could like normally operate within the world, yet within being in this frame of being like really moved from the
Expedia.
And after that, on the next day, everything turned around, and I became really aversive to everything around, like with like pure anger, and almost as if I was carrying a stone that was really close to me. That was distinct from the aversiveness that occurred within single phenomena. That was one was more solid and staying within certain zone, like not moving much out, not moving much in. And then it kind of disappeared, then it appeared back. And today I had this while watching the pain sensations which arose quite intensely. On the second round, I became interested in this aversiveness, and
Very good.
I sat for an hour watching only aversiveness and pain really, really close. And then it became like this kind of stone, but it's conceptual only. It wasn't a stone at all. Again, and I couldn't like get rid of that. I couldn't like move away from that with saying it's nature and so forth. It was stable. And then I had this thought that probably the only way to handle this this stone was through metta.
Through metta?
Yeah.
Oh.
Through loving kindness.
Okay. Important is that you are not angry with the being. Mm-hmm. That is the most important. That if you really the mind is not resist to the pain, that time you can understand about some understanding can arise about the pain.
Mm.
Yes, Father, you can use.
That's all.
Very good. Continue. We are learning process, right? So again, our understanding not complete yet. We try again and again and again. That's all. No?
Mm.
Okay.
You teach that this kind of awareness can liberate in daily life, right?
Yes, we do use to daily life.
What?
Apply.
If applied. Daily life. So from your own life story, you told about it, with the depression and everything, and it seemed to happen only when you already became a monk.
Before lay person. What? And monk life is... This monk life last time... Many times before I go to monk, a temporary monk. I try sometime 1 year, 2 year practice monk and this role many times, Savanera and many monk. But this is the last time. I try. Before, I try to become monk. Okay. I try to become monk. But my understanding is not complete yet. A lot of defilement is already there, so fail. Again, I fail again, I dislodge, I cannot get up, continue. So later, and I realize I practice non-stop. That situation, I explain to you, because of defilement, depression, I need to practice all the time. So that time, my understanding is slowly growing.
In lay life.
Okay. I'm working with my job together. But practice is very hard that time. Hard meaning is moment to moment. Like just last time I saw, I tell you already, that time my attitude is, the meditating is first priority of my life.
It's what?
First priority.
Okay.
The other thing is secondary, not important.
But you realize that you do not get out of your difficult situation with depression and everything unless you completely devote yourself to this practice, right?
Yes.
In lay life, you realized
that time my lay life is totally no problem anymore. My life is then finished. Everything is okay. There is no any problem for my life. But I want to continue learning. That's why I choose this life.
So you get free of your depression already as a layman,
right,
through this practice.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Another short point. I never hear you teaching about impermanence, which usually is emphasized a lot in
Because other people tell him a lot, so I don't want to tell. Many
so
people all the time telling about this impermanence, dukkha, ananda. Yeah, sometimes I tell another and dukkha, impermanent, sometimes changing. Instead of impermanent, I use the changing, new.
Okay.
It is an experience. But I let this impermanent to yogi naturally really understand arising. I don't want to make the hook to yogi. Because the impermanent is, you already know everybody. And also this understanding, you can really watch your phenomena. Naturally, this understanding can arise. I no need to tell too much.
But you tell a lot about nature. And
yeah, nature. That's why nature is for another. Because
For another.
Because of this idea is, and when we are practicing time, very important. Otherwise, you practice with the ego, i.e. itself. So vipassana practice cannot come.
But can anatta be fully understood without first clearly seeing anicca?
Intellectual level you can use. Nature. This is a, we intellectually we take off the self. But we are not really understanding yet.
Yeah,
we
understand.
We need to prove this real or not later.
Yeah, I understand. But normally it always says anicca, impermanence, anicca, is dukkha, the reason for dukkha and
because
anatta.
Because this depends on personality. You cannot say anicca first in understanding coming.
Okay.
You cannot say. This is depend on the personality. Some people anatta first very closely, very easily to understand anatta first. So I not want to be make target the yogi. Because of yogi is make target, then they try to follow this. Then he left other thing a lot. He tried to fix this one.
Anicca.
Then he don't know about dukkha, anatta, I don't know.
What do you think about the Cuenca approach, which is a huge one?
He understand this way, he teaching this way.
Okay, so you don't
no.
Value.
That's not my job.
Okay.
Not my responsibility.
Thank you.
So I have a question about practice and the sitting meditation.
Yeah.
I often experience a kind of state which is calm, pleasant, but it is dull, dull.
Yeah. Not clear.
And and what if I observe it, when I observe the pleasantness, it helps because I relax a bit. Because there is a craving for the pleasant, and so it relaxes, but just a bit, and then it comes back to the dull state.
Right.
And I try to observe it.
Then you understanding this turning is because of craving. Craving is involved. The meditating mind is weak, so the view is blah.
This I understand, but perhaps the understanding is not strong enough because it comes back.
Yes.
And when I observe it, it just didn't change much. It changed a bit, relaxes a bit, and then comes back. And
so,
just continue. Okay.
If you really strong, your wisdom is really become strong. Immediately the view is like open, like clear.
Mm.
Yeah. So learning process, learning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
I have two questions about practice. The first one, I would like to ask you if it is better to speak in slower speed when the talking meditation is.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Yes,
to speak slower.
Slow down is better.
Slow down is better.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm speaking usually one by quite one. Quickly.
You can practice one sentence, then watch your mind again, away again, and one sentence, watch again, also again.
Also easily.
Practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because this is the beginning. You never practice like this, so immediately not easy.
And then to come to the original speed, then
natural
later
speed,
to
then slowly,
come to speak quickly.
Every time you speak to be aware of yourself or knowing yourself many times.
Yeah.
Right.
So the original speed or quick speed is not
awareness become momentum. Then you can do this.
Uh-huh, okay. And then I would like to ask you because it is nice to drive on the motorway. But everybody...
Motorway,
I mean the highway.
Highway, motorway, or highway.
Highway, yeah. For if I'm driving for longer time in a car, I usually use listening your recording.
Oh.
This is why I'm not able to sleep.
Oh.
So, okay.
Okay, you
perfect,
can...
Perfect way.
You can use also awareness.
I can use awareness, I know. When I am using awareness, it works.
Driving meditation
well.
Also very good.
It's very good.
Right.
It's very easy.
But But if you're doing meditation, no, very dangerous to focus. If you focus, very dangerous.
And the question I have is, if I am diving in a day, I can do it in the way you say, so that I'm not sleepy. But how can I do it at night when I'm diving at a time when I'm used to sleep? That means it's about midnight and I am still driving. Is better or safer to stop, or it's better...
If you're very, really, really sleepy, you need to stop and sleep.
I can't continue meditation.
Right, right. Better
I can't
to sleep.
Better to sleep, okay.
Maybe here. Yeah. Don't make me cry.
Okay. Thank you.
So you said that we just should be aware continuously, right? And that's all we should do. But then we shouldn't be aware just mechanically, but we should be aware wisely. So what is the difference between being aware mechanically?
Mechanically is that you just try to be make happy, no wise, no wisdom.
Right? But what is the difference in
what wisely mean is what must be involved. The wisdom must be involved. Not so blindly aware, right? We are aware, but not blindly aware, intelligently aware.
Right. So I'm doing more than just being aware, right? I'm trying actively to put the wisdom in. Is that correct?
Yes, right, yes. If you know wisdom, sometimes people are aware but not only push. This is for yogi, they use too much effort, people. I recommend the wisdom, need to be wisdom. If you naturally, some people, they are aware, naturally wisdom is naturally growing, there's no need to be push. This is the nature. If you're someone here aware, naturally then mind can know how to do better. Should or not need or necessary. Not naturally, this is naturally coming. But now people, a lot of people, they meditate is too much force. So then wisdom cannot come. That's why I said this more wisely, intelligently. Okay?
So I should be basically more relaxed.
Yes.
When I'm meditating, and then the wisdom will come automatically, or should I try actively to...
This, you check your mind. You check in your mind, the awareness there, wisdom there or not. If your wisdom is weak, sometimes you're not very interested, you need to make interest. Use the question, it's become more interest. Right? This is intentionally we need to use sometime.
Because right? Like I find I'm trying to be aware like wisely with wisdom, but then I always find that I'm making too much effort with the wisdom.
So
that
then you know it is too much, less. Right?
Okay.
This is adjustment yourself, fine tuning. Mm-hmm. Depend on your mind, right?
And
not all the time follow that instruction. You need to check how to adjust your awareness with the wisdom have or not, right? Actually, awareness is a five indriya must be balanced. All together balanced, then awareness becomes stronger. Right? Not only awareness and effort. Faith, wisdom, samadhi must be together and balanced. Walking together, then he's probably over walking. You need to change your balance. How to change your balance? How to see? You must see that this meditating mind, then you can balance. What happening in your mind? You can see, then this is your chance to check, to tune in about your meditating mind, which is more stronger. Sometimes somebody more stronger, efforts too much, wisdom too much, we adjust yourself. Awareness know what happening, then he adjusts himself. Right? Depend on your experience.
Does anybody have a question related to this? Because I would like to ask another question which is unrelated. So, another question is a short one. When I see the defilements, should I try to recognize whether it's dosa, lobha, or moha, or should I just observe it as it is? Or
as it is mean what?
Just like, I don't know, just like English observe word, it.
As it is what? We are always reading the Dhamma book, they said as it is, right?
Yes, but like...
As they are or as it is, what the meaning of as it is?
Without any commentary.
Some understand arising in the mind know what this, right? So you understanding, sometimes you can read, you can understand it, this is a craving very clearly because of you know the craving nature. Do you understand the craving characteristic? Then you can say this is a craving, this is an anger. This is also wisdom. So craving nature what? He show his nature as it is. Right? Mm-hmm. His characteristic is as it is. And also he's become nature is as it is. No personal, impersonal is as it is. So what kind of understanding involved? Arising. Do you get it?
Yes, but I mean like when I'm, for example, hungry.
Hungry is hungry, yeah.
It's a kind of craving.
No, right? Not yet. Sometimes I'm hungry, I don't want to eat. Maybe, right? Hungry, sometimes I don't want to eat. This is a nature, intention can come. Mm-hmm. If you're hungry, intention to eat is coming. But sometimes motivation is a craving very strong. Intention is to sometimes with the craving, sometimes with the wisdom. Without intention, you cannot eat. Right? Intention is a neutral, very neutral. This is a do something or make something happen. This is the main sankhara, meaning of sankhara. It do something, happen, make it happen something. That is sankhara, you need to do. Right? But motivation is what? Wisdom or craving. So if you're craving, we need to watch the craving and wisdom, let the wisdom arise. Don't craving continue. This evening, we talk about this. You sunbathing, right? Very hot. Now, weather is cold. If you sun hot, everybody go out. Lie down there. Or enjoy the sun. This motivation is what? Why you are bathing? Sunbathing or why you are doing this?
It's because it's pleasant.
Meditate or enjoying?
Yes, enjoying.
Most of the time enjoy. Because this is a Westerner people, all everybody's mind is like this. Because of all the time cold. All the time cold, the mind don't like. So opposite come, he like. Warmness come, he like. So if you can do this for healthy or for health, you can do this, it's a wisdom. For craving is this is a craving. Only the craving to do this. Right? So then I ask the question, what do you want to do? Do you stop or you know this is a craving is doing? You try to stop or try to stop craving or try to stop the action? If you stop the action, no craving cannot come. You're not doing this, craving cannot arise, right? Because of no object. But sometimes we need. If necessary, we do. This is a wisdom, motivate. Wisdom is order, wisdom is pushing. Right? So, need and want. Wisdom and wisdom pushing, this is because of need we need to do. Without craving. Craving is because of he want to do. Not need. Right? Sometimes very cold, you need to want body, but this is a body circuit. For body better, you can do this, right? But motivation is different. Action is doing this, but motivation is very different. Wisdom or craving.
So if you sunbathe for health reasons,
yeah,
that's okay.
But you're not cheating.
No.
But you need to see your mind honestly, no? Honestly.
So,
honestly,
with what you're saying, Because in the world, sometimes one has to get things done.
Huh?
In the world, sometimes you have to do things.
Yes.
So if you use intention, whether it be for something creative or for a project you have to finish, if you use that intention, which could be a craving, but if you use it with wisdom.
Or craving. Every action. Your mental action, verbal action, and physical action. Because you every day you use. For example, you shower. Cold shower and hot shower, what do you do use?
Hot.
Why?
Craving. I see
people,
it.
People, we are our days. Country, we are like the cold water. Hot water don't like, very hot. Hot water is so funny.
Yeah.
Cold water like. But slowly I go out, come to the Europe and wherever you go, I go shower the hot water. Slowly, I like so hot water. Then I notice why you are liking this hot water. Before, don't like.
Because right? Weather cold. Because when I go to hot weather, I like cold shower.
You wear, every time you aware of your shower, you are not aware. The mind slowly. Every day you use something, you're not aware, then slowly craving must become like or disliking. Mm. Then later this hot, how do, now hot shower, how do you use a hot shower to not crave it? Yeah, it must be shower, right?
Yeah, only you can only
need,
observe
sometimes
it.
Sometimes need very cold that time, hot shower, the body is warm again. It's better for body, right?
Yes.
You need to adjust your temperature, bodily temperature. This is weather also important. It's outside cold, we need to warm, right?
Yes.
This you need to do. But problem is craving. How to shower without craving? Try.
Very difficult. Everything is in motivation.
I saw one bhikkhuni in Australia. I remember her report. Before, in Australia, sometimes they do the bhikkhuni or nun. He's a layman in retreat in Perth. I remember every time she report, she shower, he like very much cold water. And the bhikkhuni life also, he want to shower hot water. So how to do? So how to shower, how to wash the shower, how to shower this hot water and without craving?
It's a good title for your new book.
New book? The same every day that you do. How to eat without craving? Everything.
Or how to work, because I've been walking and I take some photos and I really observe it because I work with photos.
Mm-hmm.
So to every time I want to do a photo, I see craving, awareness goes.
Oh, why?
Because my focus goes out.
No.
And so I stop.
Because every time we watch this photo again and again, craving come, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of when you take the photo, time also already with craving. Because of craving, you take this picture, right?
Yes.
So next time also, you look this picture at this craving and looking again and again and again.
She was talking about at the moment of craving.
Oh, you're craving. Yeah, okay.
When I take, because I work.
Yeah, if you don't want, you don't get the craving. If you don't want, or maybe memory, just for memory, this motivation different.
Yeah, no, for me, it's for work. I am a photographer in work.
Oh, so photographer, the arts people. The arts is a bit difficult because they need to enjoy and they do this.
Yeah. And there's very much a sense of I.
One time, I remember the America retreat in Crown Mountain, I think. One lady told she draw the picture 40 years already. She said, I'm trying to draw the picture. And sometimes he just trying to draw the picture. Every time he tried to draw the picture, is not good. Why? He asked me why. Sometimes just draw the picture. Then this is very good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, how many years you drawing? He said, 40 years. 30 years already. So the mind know how to paint, mm-hmm. how to draw. The mind know it, the mind already understand very well. So if your nature is working, very good. But if you are involved, you want to be better, some idea and coming, painting not good. Because mm-hmm. I involved. And one thing is there, not peaceful, not relaxed. Your duty, you're doing, your job is quite not good. Mm-hmm. If your nature is working, something you are long time, you work this, the mind already know itself. The mind is know very well. But we don't trust, because of this is many years doing this, the mind is very skillful. She don't know that my nature, so she were involved in, I draw this way, did that way. So I involved, then draw quality not good.
Can I add a question, please?
Wait, not finished yet. Right. And?
Yeah, it's just interesting in creativity.
Yeah, creativity is because of wisdom, you better to be creative. Because if your mind is calm, no craving, he can see many perspective, can use many point of view.
Mm-hmm.
If you have craving, he only know this way.
Mm.
Only one way. He only, the view if you can narrow. If you no craving, his view, many view he can see. Then he can more creative. You can create with the wisdom, not craving.
Mm.
Craving is not good. Yes.
I think, Sayad, that you just answered my question with your last sentence, but to put it in words, there can be interest without craving.
If your interest, like, sometimes craving also, define also interest because of what he want.
Yeah.
Only what he want, he also very interest. But I said interest is a wisdom interest. He want to know what is real. That is honestly want to know. This is wisdom. But craving also can. Sometimes you want to get the answer.
Hmm.
That's a become craving.
Because everybody has this field of thoughts and ideas associated around one's work, profession. Everybody has this particular kind of thoughts which go around his profession, his job, his daily struggle for survival. Yeah, and basically, if a good thought comes from this field, during this retreat, I tried to do some work in 1 hour per day, because I thought that it's better to practice a bit here than be like surprised, oh my God, I'm again at work. Ah! And, you know, so
yes.
Observe. And I tell that in here, my working, which is writing, was quite idealistic, I would say. It was not so much like I was...
Yeah, mind is so clear, the mind is...
Yeah.
No craving, mind peaceful. He can do quality better and better.
There was interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Malaysia Kato master, after retreat, his Kato is very nice, very fast and very meaningful.
Like sword fighting? What's Kato?
Yeah. Sticks. Don't the mouse. Right? Katon.
Aha. Okay.
Kato master.
Aha. Okay.
Idea is very good idea. Come.
Okay.
Your quality become better and better. Any field, any subject.
Mm.
Because of craving, you cannot do this.
Mm.
Better quality, not good. One of Steve Armstrong, the friend, he is a lot of business, big business for... What? Stop playing. Then he learned from Schumann, our center. Now next year he come back. Then he said, "You make me a lot of money." I don't know what you doing this, because I can handle my fear and craving. I hate money. He already buy and sell. Sometimes the price up, the craving come, he handle. Then he can think this how to do. Sometimes going down immediately fear come. Then he handle this. Then he can think reasonable way. His job also, he do many years. The mind already know. If you craving aversion, come down. His, how to say? This is English word. Intuition.
Intuition.
Intuition can come. If you some work you are always doing this many years, intuition is working. He know nature. What is what can happen. 80% more right. The mind know very well, no? So that's why he said, I can handle my fear and craving, then a lot of money gave. Otherwise, he lost a lot of money. Immediately, he followed the craving, aversion, then finish.
What was his job?
Stock, buying stock market.
Now they always start to practice with you.
He also reflect on what he was in his money investing in?
He every year he come to Burma and donate the school, high school, monastery. Every year, he get the money. They come and donate in our Burma every year, everywhere. He can go and look many 40 or 50 school in the village. He go there every year. He come to donate because a lot of money he get. So. Business is good, but not because of craving. Because of wisdom. Because of wisdom, your benefits succeed. If you, because of craving, your business more faster going down. Even then, you're a gambler. If you're very craving, you lose immediately. If you gambler, must be wise. Sometimes gambler mind and meditator mind the same. When he lose there, good meditation. The same mind. He lose the money. Oh, come back. You try it. Follow. Sometimes yogi also, some good meditating, finish after meditating. He try to get it, cannot get it. That time the quality of mind the same.
So what you just said brings me to a point.
Yeah.
Because if it's the craving which... which hinders the success.
Yeah, no matter what. Hindrance.
Yeah,
yes,
but yeah. You also have to look, at least how I understand Buddhism, because ethical motivation plays a big role. You also have to look in what you are doing. So, I mean, it's not so important to be successful, it's also to be important to be successful in the right kind of business or in the right kind of...
Everything you do can benefit because of motivation is wisdom. Wisdom is understand very well what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is the cause, what is the effect. This understanding cause and effect is very important. What cause make this get the benefit? What cause make this you're falling down? Right? If you understand it, you cannot fall down.
So what do you say about a weapon trader who makes his money with selling weapons to all sorts of countries who oppress their people and so on?
This is another side. Okay. This is also not okay. This cannot sell in with a weapon. Cannot.
Just one example.
Buddhism,
you know?
they said cannot drug, weapon, well, fight this, cannot make the business. This is not dhamma ajiva. You should not do this. For other people harm, right? You should not do this business. So
the awareness is.
I want to tell you is, because of wisdom, every field, healthy business, family life, everything is good. That's why Buddha said, Mandewa or these two, how to say, Logi, Lokudra, how to translate? Worldly and unworthy, both are benefit if you apply this mindfulness meditation. Both become more benefit, right?
On this that you're saying on wisdom in family life, when I was reflecting on the way we're living here and how much wisdom there is,
yeah.
And then thinking of where I'm going back,
mm-hmm.
and how little wisdom there is,
yeah.
How difficult it's going to be because everything that I'm surrounded with is with defilement.
Yeah, right. Surrounded is all crazy.
And all my friends and, you know.
So you must very alert, awake.
I must what?
like a mental hospital. Right.
Yes, exactly. And,
Really, craving is mentally sick. Aversion very strong, mentally sick. Delusion very strong, mentally sick. So you need to stay with them very careful. Otherwise, you also burn.
It's very
you also have
yeah.
this craving, aversion, delusion. Stay there. So take care of yourself more.
Yes.
Right. Be careful. Everybody, don't believe, even your family also.
Yeah.
Because they have deluded.
Very
you know?
Much, yeah.
Yeah, they, if you someone he angry, intentionally or unintentionally, he make other people harm. Sure. Intentionally or unintentionally.
Mm.
Because of his mind is angry.
I was also, when I was thinking about this, worrying, not because it has happened to me in other moments in my life where I've gone searching for wisdom, I come back with a sense of self-righteousness. You
what?
Know this sense? It's a sense of, I have learned wisdom and you are all ignorant and poor. And
No,
like this judgment.
Yes.
Because
I'm more wise than you. Right?
Yes.
You have become warm
yeah.
up.
exactly.
You are always down.
Yes.
I'm warm up.
Yes.
It's also deluded.
Exactly.
Sometimes half understanding also very is a half understanding make this. So understanding more complete than you are settled down. Otherwise a little bit understanding make blow coming. I know and problem. So someone he make himself peaceful and relaxed. And this is also, he share the his surrounding is also good, right? He make himself peaceful and calmness, stay with life peacefully, then surrounding people are peaceful. Otherwise, if you are angry, the whole family is upset.
Yes.
Upset, maybe. Because everybody have related, have. Like at quantum theory.
Yeah.
You know,
energy.
Quantum theory, something change,
the whole thing changes.
All
the particles change.
Because all are connected. So if you are good, your power is very good, then you can handle everything. Right? So you make your mind full powerful. Then the whole family follow you.
I hope. In the Dhamma Vichaya, it says that for that to grow, one of the factors is to be surrounded by wisdom,
yeah.
by people with wisdom,
right.
or to not be with people without wisdom.
Yeah.
How should we handle if friends or people that we have nearby, none of them or most of them don't have this wisdom. Some of them have wisdom on certain
you
things,
are understanding.
And some have no wisdom
yes.
at all.
Right.
What do you do? Not loving see
kindness.
Them, stay away?
Compassion, loving kindness, use.
Yes.
Loving kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity. You can use many ways. So you are understanding two sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Defilement side also you know. Wisdom side also you know. They don't know wisdom side.
Mm.
So you are more point of view bigger. So you need to forgive them, right? If you are them, the same. You are them, the same reaction, the same act like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand yourself, then you can understand other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are understand, you can forgive and forget, easier. That's what Jesus said, forget and forget. How to do, I don't know.
With wisdom.
Only this way, forget and forget naturally coming.
Yes.
You understand very well, so you know this a six and nine side, both sides. They
yes.
only know one side.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes people say, when I live life, I practice very hard. That time, my sister, my elder sister-in-law and my auntie, they said, this guy is crazy. Then my brother very angry and told me, they thought like this. Then I said, I'm not angry anymore. Their side is right. Their side is right. But I know I am not crazy very well. So I'm not angry anymore because they think this is abnormal, not like them. They think it's abnormal. Before I'm very naughty and teasing them all the time. Later I'm not talking anymore. So this little bit shocked and afraid. Then my behavior totally changed and the thing is different, something wrong. They don't know about this side, right? So they think for them is they think this right. But I'm very sure I'm not crazy. Beginning like this, because of you are a little bit extreme. Everything you're doing, you are not very skillful yet. Every time you become extreme. Slowly, slowly, then I can adjust how to... I can smile, no problem. That time, I don't care about them. If you met and I smile, they're satisfied. They don't say anything. But I'm not smiling, very mindful. My inside, all the time, my brain inside, they don't care, so they don't like. And slowly complaining or whatever. But this is a teaching, the experience teaching you how to adjust to communicate the people. Later and slowly you can know. The beginning is too much. Because of I don't know the limit yet, where we need to come. So in daily life, that time my mind is that this is very important, so I take care of myself all the time. I don't care other people. If you don't do like this also, you cannot practice. Cannot.
Right. One last question about observing pain. Is there a reason why in various retreats that I go to, mm-hmm. towards the end of the practice, of the sixth or seventh day, I get this very similar pain? It's not the same, of course, mm-hmm. but a very similar pain in a very similar place. Is there a reason why it's always... Why is there karma or something? Nothing like
whatever, any karma or whatever pain arising, you need understanding the nature of some... What is the pain? That's enough.
That's it.
Enough. You understanding something about the pain. If you understand something about the pain, you many times you're watching the pain without anger. Slowly you can understand something about the pain. Basically, very easy to understanding is the pain is object. It's not very difficult, mm-hmm. right? Being known. This is not good, not bad. Just being known. You can understanding the meaning of object. This also wisdom. Because of wisdom, the mind become equanimity. They said try equanimity. People, they don't know how to go to equanimity. Then they try to equanimity. Difficult. If you're watching your anger, it become equanimity. This is the way to go to the feeling. If your feeling come down, the equanimity rising, real equanimity rising. But they don't say how to do the equanimity. Just try the equanimity. Yeah, equanimity. How to do? But unconsciously cannot. You're intellectually equanimity. Equanimity, thinking equanimity, but unconsciously anger. So real equanimity not coming.
A number of times during practice, I have become aware of quite suddenly that what was in operation was a particular defilement. And usually it was quite a shock to see it. And immediately the... I think I've had two responses. One, I was glad. It was good to see the defilement there rather than not be aware.
What? Not to be aware, too good to see.
Sorry, it was good to see it, to see the defilement in operation. I was pleased that I saw it.
You're pleased to, if you are watching the defilement, you are pleased?
I was pleased that I saw it.
Oh, yes. You saw the defilement, you are pleased, okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, I really felt quite identified with the defilement. Mm-hmm. Especially if it is the kind of defilement that I discover quite often. And I think, my mind thinks, well, that is the way I am. and how can I change that?
So the way it is, not I am, the way it is.
Not yes, the way I know. but immediately the mind goes into a sense of guilt. Guilt?
Guilt about what? Identify.
About a defilement.
Oh, identify is nature, right? You cannot stop identify. Very quick, right? Nature already have identified there. Mm-hmm. You need to recognize identify there. So you don't believe your the identified mind. Mm-hmm. So the mind is believing. That's why he think about this identify, this me. But this is not need to. This is also the nature. So you need to recognize the mind doing this. That's enough.
It's kind of, I know on one level, but I don't really know.
Okay.
That's really
whatever.
The way.
Then regret come.
Yeah, eventually you think I will know for sure.
Whatever, arise. Everything arise. Right. Your responsibility is nature, step back, watch. Like one, like a tai chi,
a three
like
point
a,
turn,
like
is
a
it?
Tai chi, like a tai chi. Come, we, oh, we, oh. This way.
So nature, step back, watch.
Not like a taekwondo, hard.
Okay.
Like a tai chi, yeah.
All right.
Consciousness, because I ask
so much. You remind me a little bit of a Zen master, because when I read your book, quite a few statements. It's not long discourse; it's short, precise, and it can be used as a contemplation. So that leads me to the question: contemplating on statements. Can that
contemplate
itself,
is a what? Meaning of English contemplating mean what?
Contemplating or reflecting on the sense of a of a sentence, for example.
Sometimes they said Chittanupassana, they said contemplating of mind. Right? Sometimes people say contemplating of mind is a Chittanupassana.
Yeah, but it's a wrong translation.
Okay. So contemplating is a like another word he said, you said?
Reflecting on the
thinking.
Sense or the deeper meaning.
Okay. Yeah, this is I use sometimes. Because investigation time, I use this. Who am I? Right? What is the zero? What's the emptiness? Like this. First, we need to get the information first. Aware all the time. How to aware this six and all, right? Feeling, thought, everything. You try to aware everything. Then if you have no a lot of information you get already, then asking what it is, why it is happening, how this happened, then answers can arise. Because the information is complete.
How do you see because the suttas, I mean the teachings of the Buddha, is quite comprehensive, you know, there's five big collections. Yeah. And some of them, it's reported that people apparently became liberated just through listening to a teaching of the Buddha.
Because of their listening, their wisdom is potential is totally full. They only need information. They get the information immediately, the turning point is aware of itself, they immediately understand. They're not only listening. The same, the listening, the meaning, understand the meaning the same, the awareness already watching. This is proof. They turning the reader like this, immediately they become understand. We are we are watching our body and mind and feeling. They are very fast.
Because they're very?
They're fast to understand, right? Mm-hmm. They just watching, then because of their body, their potential is full already. They need only information. We are not much like this understanding. Wisdom is not ready like this. We need a lot of practice and a little bit understanding.
And how about formally studying or reading the suttas?
Yeah.
Because they express deep
that's
wisdom.
That's also very,
you know?
But yeah, right. That's why I said knowledge is also power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is a second-hand knowledge and start to we can think. Contemplating because of knowledge. We read the book and how to slowly to thinking, right? Otherwise, we don't have a theory. We think our deluded, we like this. Right? Because of the information, then we can think right way. then we can play this way. Okay,
last point. Upeka is one of the four, you know? Compassion, loving kindness, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. So why is equanimity in the context of those four? Because equanimity is not a hard quality of directed other to
because
others.
Because equanimity is because of must we have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, you cannot stay with equanimity. He knows very well he cannot do anything. This is his cause and effect process. We cannot help.
Yeah, so, I get this, but why is it in one line with love, with compassion, and with sympathetic joy?
This is a more high loving kindness and Gruna and sympathetic joy. Upeka is more difficult. Loving kindness is easier. Gruna is more difficult. And empathetic joy is more difficult. And equanimity is the most, it is a level different. There's a more understanding, you can, your mind more purified than this happening.
Okay, but Upeka is not related to other people.
No.
But the first three, they are related to other people. Upeka is...
Also, for him, we cannot do. This Brahma Vihara, fourth kind of Brahma Vihara, is object, is a personal.
Is
concept.
Concept.
Personal. Okay. Because of him, I cannot do anything. Because of no, cannot help. Because of his karma effect. You think this way, then you can calm down. Equanimity calm. I cannot help. Not sad, not worry, not sad. The equanimity. Okay. This is more difficult, yeah.
Thanks.
If I may shortly report my wrestling with the dosa, because I have a feeling that this method worked this time for me. I had a quiet a long day with anger. Long day of practicing with the anger. And it was at some moment I was of course angry that I'm angry quite a long time because I wanted more calm day than angry day. But
angry day?
I was rejecting my dosa. I had dosa toward dosa.
You reject to the angry.
Yeah, because before this retreat was very smooth for me, so I wanted to be back to be smooth.
Right.
But it wasn't anymore. And and I later realized that the exactly same pattern of reasons of anger and the cycle of anger happens it's my good old companion most of my life, and it always happens on retreats as well. At some moment, it's related with craving. Like, I really want to get some result, even if I don't see it, because consciously, when I was practicing, I didn't focus so much, I didn't try to get... It seems on a conscious level, there is no craving.
Mm-hmm.
But seems it was, because I get this anger.
Yeah.
And I use the method, I think, from one of the books or Dhamma talks, like, try to put it away from... First, locate it in the body, this feeling of anger. It was quite present in my chest, and push it away to see it, like more far from me, like part of nature, neutral, not personal, and like weather. And it was, then it was a bit weak for a moment.
Because it changed the object.
I continue quite long, and the interesting thing was the ending of this, because I was, I could see the family relation of dosa and sadness. When I was not angry, get more calm, I felt more sad, because I was sitting and the whole day I was angry. What a shitty day. Shitty day. And I was sitting with this shitty day during meal, eating my meal, and suddenly I had this thought. I had something like this once in my life, but weaker. It was like, but actually, why this day is shitty? And I clearly saw that it's like a one pile, you know, which is like experience, but the mind divides it to like good pile and bad pile. In the fact, this day was not so bad. Nobody beat me. I was not really in like real pain. It was a nice, calm day in the retreat, but I decided it was a horrible day. Kind of made it.
Yeah, you make the concept yourself. This is what I call you go to the court yourself, and you become judge yourself.
And
you go to your jail. You go to yourself. You go to into the jail and close the door and lock.
And and maybe even beat a bit. Right? Some beating and torture is possible.
In the lock and beat yourself. Right?
But then and it was very quick because this one thought of this why shitty shall be bad. Maybe shitty day is also okay. It's shitty, but it's kind of, at least I'm calm. I don't get too much excited. Yeah. I'm kind of
slow.
That's
why somebody says that the Buddhism is a dukkha satya, right? Dukkha is the Buddha satya, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did say dukkha satya is shit happen.
The necessity of dukkha, shit
happen. This become Dhamma, right? Yeah,
shit
become Dhamma.
So basically, it's like the I realized every retreat has it, and not only Sayadaw, not only tradition. Even
if you know your mind more and more, your mind not doing wrong way, right?
Yeah.
This is you free.
And I felt very calm after this talk.
Right. Yes.
For half an hour.
you go by your jail.
No. But of course, new mind came
and had its own
problems. But the calmness was quite deep for a moment. But
so new mind is for right thoughts. Right view, right thought. Someone he think this way, the mind relief. That's being your right thoughts.
But my question is, do you think it was related with this, let's say, rather patient watching this anger as a nature, like this, that was cause and the effect, or it was separately some thought came to me and...
We need to watch, and that's why we can see this...
The order of things
process
repeating.
Happening, right. Yeah. Experientially, we know. That's more deeply understand. We can think, but not deeply understand.
So anyway, this nature understanding as nature, I think, is very helpful. And the whole problem with this practice is that to fully follow your teaching, Sayadaw, you need to kind of really reduce your expectation during practice, because basically it's even boring. Yeah, just watch. Object watch as it is. Yeah, the mind always would like to have something more like you
sometimes
know.
Sometimes I think like, what is the as it is?
As it is, yeah.
What as it is?
Without mystical visions and deep calmness and beautiful views.
No, whatever just, you understand it, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yesterday I was in the bath or after the bath, and I was observing, trying to be very aware, because normally when I'm alone my awareness goes more, so trying to be more present, and I was observing sensations, the body, then seeing all this attachment that one has had throughout life for this idea of I. And so I thought, with this awareness in this space of awareness, where is I, or who is I?
Who am I now? Who am I now coming?
Because my wisdom doesn't know yet. Could you enlighten me on that?
Huh? Oh, no, answer is not coming yet.
Yeah,
yes, I don't. Just watching this one. This is, I cannot give you. I can tell you how to practice this. Then you practice yourself, the understanding yourself arising. How to say?
So much of our life we've given to this.
You can do idea. This. Your watching mind must be purified. Your watching mind is not expectation and continue stronger and stronger. That time you can understand arise. You take care of your mind, moment to moment, and purify it. That's all. If you're clear, the mirror is clear, then the image becomes showing you what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This cannot explain. If you explain that, this understanding
this
cannot
theory.
Give. Right? Because of this, that now you start only 10 days. Don't expect too much. After 1 year, then you can see what happening, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah. Only 8 days, 10 days. How do we deeply understand Ka? Right? You need to be patient. Don't hurry. This for life. You can maintain the whole life. You can practice the whole life.
How would you teach a child? Because maybe if we were raised with more of this
better
awareness.
Better way is you are good example. This is the best way. They are already watching you. They are always watching you. This is the best way. You are must be good example. Then they follow. Right? Yeah. What?
A question about children. Do you think that any idea like if my son will start to have interest in my Vipassana?
Okay.
Because right now he rather climbs.
Your son look like you're walking? I think so. I think so. Because
he already walks.
Does son look like father? Don't I look like mother? Because they always look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you talk, you add, they're learning. Be careful. They are very close to you. You are all the time, they are mine.
But does it make sense to explain them what more like what I'm doing?
As much as they understand, you can say, don't too much explanation. As much as they understand, you can talk.
And in Burma, you start to like tell children about Dhamma when they are, I don't know, 10 or 15 or...
10, 15. 15 can they a little bit understand.
Little bit.
Yeah. As much as they understand, you can talk. More talking about this. And also, you need to show you are good example, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you need to change your path, right?
Okay. Thank you.
I think your son, like my imagination camera, your son walking like you. Okay.
Can you give a bit of advice or examples around practicing this practice with talking?
Yes. Example?
Please. Yeah.
Now I'm talking. Very obviously, this is an example.
You said the aversiveness, the dosa, the lopa, the moha is nature.
Mm.
Are they the nature or is they arising nature? Is it nature?
Nature means it's happening. Nature is happening. They can arise in this. They show their characteristic. This nature.
Yes, but you can hold to them. Is that you can hold on to them, like
hold on,
like with craving. You hold on to it. Yeah.
Mean hold on means is you are continue create the craving again and again and again. Right.
Yes. So? And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, because
is that nature as well?
Yes, this is a pattern, main pattern, the main pattern. Why the people they angry immediately cannot stop? They have a speed, right? Boom, happening very strong also, and they repeat again and again this story. Then the anger is continue. That's why they if you come down, even they come down, they think again, happen again, right? This is a natural pattern. The mind has his own pattern. The mind is like a rupa. Rupa is, how to say, if you hold, they expand. If you cool, how to say?
Contract.
This is a nature, right? The mind has his own pattern like this. That's why this is impersonal. When you more see this way, very mind also impersonal. Very clearly understanding impersonal. They have it, they all better have.
I have a more technical question. What is the relation between sati, which you translate as awareness or mindfulness, and vijnana, which is the knowing mind or consciousness?
Vijnana is consciousness. Mm-hmm. Vijnana translates consciousness. Vijnana is a know the object.
Yeah.
I consciousness is a I know the I object. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hearing consciousness is a know the sound. Mm-hmm. Right? Just know. Yeah, contact is happening all the time.
And what is the relationship between sati and vijnana?
This is not relationship. Mm-hmm. Sati is in the watching awareness, samadhi, effort, faith, and wisdom. This is a mind, meditating mind. Knowing mind is not meditating mind. Mm-hmm. They are naturally happening contact all the time. Object and mind contact happening. If your awareness is present, then recognize this happening. If you're not aware, you cannot recognize, but they're happening all the time. Like the seeing. Mm. We are always seeing, but we not recognize we are seeing.
So vijnana could be object also?
Can, mind, because of the vijnana mind. If you use vijnana mind, it's object.
Mm-hmm. And it is also conditioned?
Conditioned, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So on this pattern of mind, is there more to it?
I
suppose the mind doesn't stop at being just kilesas.
Can.
There is more to mind.
If you have a moha is leading, they come again.
No. I mean like with body that have four elements, the mind have how many elements? Or what
mind,
are the elements
mind,
of mind?
Mine is in Abhidhamma words. 89 mind, mm-hmm. And expand is 121. Chinti, Chisa, Gojedi, Anasati, yeah, 121 mind. This is in Abhidhamma said. Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma, you need to learn from Abhidhamma, then you know this detail. I don't remember. There's eight craving mind, two dosa mind, two moha mind, 8-2-2. 8-2-2 is 12 kilesa mind.
Okay. And it's not just kilesas that compose the mind.
Yeah?
Is what? It? Not only kilesas compose the mind.
What do you mean? Kilesas compose the mind.
The mind composes not only of kilesas, right?
What else
is a part of mind?
They explain about how many defilement mind, kilesa mind, how many wholesome mind, how many neutral mind. They like this.
So wholesome mind,
neutral mind. Yeah, kilesa mind. Yeah.
So these are the three parts of
which mind consists. And other also, some mind is only the Buddha have it. Buddha cannot happen. So many, this the extreme of mind quality. Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to use those three qualities. Wholesome mind, neutral mind,
kilesa mind. Unwholesome mind, wholesome mind, neutral mind. Yeah.
It's quite a special point. In Abhidhamma, you have all these categories and groups and systems. You don't find them like this in the teachings of the Buddha.
I don't.
They are not. This is another group of texts. You know, the teachings of the Buddha, the suttas.
Right.
It's more simple.
No, Buddha direct taught in Buddha teaching the Sariputta. The Sariputta teach the other monk. Like this, you said, you want to see?
Now, you know, there's also science on Buddhism. In science, they would say Abhidhamma is later.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
It doesn't go back to the actual words of the Buddha.
But this is a Buddha. Is a I know, no? I know the Buddha come from the Dewa world. He teaches Sariputra. Then Sariputra teaches disciple. Then this Abhidhamma coming. Buddha teaching, not directly teach other people. Buddha teach the Sariputra. Because the Sariputra go to the, I think he go the Armstrong food for them, for Buddha. Then he only related, that time he related to the Buddha. So Buddha teach him. Then he teach the disciple. Then the disciple come from the not like a Buddha direct talk to Ananda. This is Sariputra. I know like this.
Okay. But this is a belief.
I don't know. But I practice is a lot of theory is right. A lot of experience. Right.
But I mean the Abhidhamma can only be grasped if one systematically studies it over a long time because it's very complex.
Yeah,
it's
we cannot know. Huh? But we cannot know there's a change or not or something. But they said they can continue. But I don't know this how long they can edit or take out. We don't know, right? We know the experience now.
Right. Is it necessary to know the Abhidhamma in order to progress in practice?
Yes. If you're more understanding, then you can more explore. Try to explore. Is it right or wrong? You can practice.
Yeah, but if this understanding comes from monks, which are much later than the Buddha
himself. I can practice with this theory, such right or wrong. I try to practice. As much as I saw, it's right. As much as I saw, not everything. I'm not understand very well yet, but I know that as much as I know, it's right. So that's why I use this theory. But some people, they're not satisfied about this. Abhidhamma. Some Abhidhamma, they're not satisfied because this is a leader or something like this, your information like this. Some monk told me like this. They use more sutta. They like sutta. They practice with the sutta, not Abhidhamma.
You personally, you study more the Abhidhamma than the suttas?
I learn everything. Okay, I'm listening, this, whatever Buddha teaching, I reading, listening, and apply.
Okay. Right? One other personal point. You told me before that you came over your depression and your problems still as a layperson.
Yes, right.
Why then did you become a monk?
That's why I said I do motivation. First motivation is free from suffering. I practice because of free from suffering. Second motivation, my depression come down, the wisdom is increased. That time, I understanding vipassana jnana is arising. Very interesting. I cannot imagine this before. This interest make more practice, motivation.
So although the problem was solved, you wanted to go deeper,
yes,
further.
Yes, that's right.
And be
second
able to
motivation
teach to others.
Is I want to know more. That's all.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
I'd like to ask about how it is possible to be aware of moha, of delusion.
Now your mind is already moha.
Yeah, but
right? Because there is no wisdom. Moha is opposite of wisdom. Wisdom is present. And when the wisdom arises, at that time you very clearly what is a moha. Very understanding very well, because of black and white, right? You know that what is a wisdom, you know what is opposite. Right? This is understood. And also, you can know your mind is a tinamida, slot and topo. This is a moha state. Sleepiness and laziness. Tinamida is sleepiness and laziness. And wandering, daydreaming, moha. Doubt. Sometimes you have a doubt. You cannot, you confuse. You cannot decide. This mind also, no wisdom. That's why he cannot decide. This better or that better, you cannot decide. That also moha state. And also another one is The main thing, what do you want to think? He don't know, but he already judge. And also, I notice is this mind also deluded. And what about the mind say, next mind also believing, this also deluded. Right? The mind says something, you immediately feeling change. Next mind is believing the first mind said. Mm-hmm. Our mind all the time like this. First mind said, next mind believe. They don't think anything this right or wrong, already automatically believe. This is deluded. You can see many minds, the if you see the mind activity, right? Yeah. Understanding, but moha is an opposite of understanding. With the nature. When the wisdom is right many times, then you can more understanding of what the nature of the moha.
So how can wisdom arise?
Now what we are doing? What we are practicing is wisdom grow, for wisdom growing.
But say the mind so is watching, deluded.
Yeah, so deluded, so we are watching. So we need second-hand knowledge, right?
So you see the delusion.
Wisdom is a wisdom. We use the wisdom is knowledge. First, we use the knowledge and use our intelligence and practice together.
Because otherwise there is no hope, basically.
Huh?
Otherwise there is no hope.
No hope.
Otherwise.
What? Otherwise. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because awareness must be, awareness and wisdom is related together. That's why awareness first. That's why Buddha teaching mindfulness meditation to grow the understanding.
I just want to say something very brief about the experience I've had over the last couple of days.
Yes.
So, yesterday and the day before, I had this experience of just recognizing awareness in a new way, and I had this realization of how, like over the years, you've always said relax, don't try, and I think it was the first time I really experienced awareness without any trying at all, and it was almost like that was a fruit. Rather than, to seeing all the ways that, even to say relax, is doing something in a way. You know, it was just sort of naturally happening. Mm. And because it was naturally happening, it was very, very steady. And I really understood, I mean, the very simple things you said, really, yes. I really understood it takes no energy.
Mm.
You know, even gives energy. And then I started to see how the things I would get caught in, the thoughts or the moods I would get caught in that took me away from that and then the desire to try and get back to it.
Mm.
So for instance, doubt and the innate reaction to doubt is to try.
Yeah.
Rather than relax, and so sort of new learning started to happen
from that
understanding.
Yeah,
and also craving.
Yeah,
craving to because I saw because I had the perception. The causes are the information, the contact, the conditions arising that I'm in contact with here, and that I can't control that. I can't always spend time with you, it's not,
yeah, right,
you know. So so it feels good, really. I feels help really, yeah, really, right. Helpful. So I don't really have a question, I'm just sort of sharing a little bit about what's been happening, seeing the movement between the knowing and the not knowing, and back hopefully.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is beginning, this not doing or not trying is not easy. For beginner, they need to do something because of not momentum yet. if you long time practice, for some people, the advanced yogi, they always familiar about the practicing, and all the time practicing, this kind of people, sometimes they try to stop, then they can understand more about nature is working, because of nature become part of, the meditate is a part of their nature, already happened. That time you need to sometimes stop meditate. Then see the what is going on, the nature already do itself.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I remind the yogi, stop doing. See how, what? Then you can understand that nature is working.
And I really saw or experienced a new way how they exactly work together, wisdom and awareness.
Yeah.
It automatic. Also comes natural.
Without wisdom, you cannot get the momentum also. How to maintain the wisdom, awareness and wisdom together? If you don't understand it, you cannot look at this moment and level. Yeah.
So thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Tired. Wow, 4:30. Oh, my head burning.